If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
You know, obviously, we were in a good position at 1-0. And giving up two goals like we did, it just changed the game. And obviously, we were already dominating them at their own place, and we had the ball, I mean, a lot, and moving it well, and we were dictating a lot of the game. We did it for the whole game, really. So two very good lessons for us today. But I'm very proud of the guys because we dominated the game with the ball. We did a lot. We created a lot of opportunities too. I'm not going to say they're high quality. There were some good chances there. There was a few quality chances for sure that we could have maybe snuck in. It was a little bit difficult, but you know, I think the guys played really, really well.
It's a busy week for Sporting Kansas City. They suffered a 2-1 loss in Portland. You heard from Peter Vermees there, reaction to that game. Then coming up on Wednesday at Children's Mercy Park, full capacity crowd available as they will take on the Colorado Rapids, who are winners of four of their last five games and moving up the Western Conference standings. And then star-studded LAFC comes to town on Saturday. So it is a big week at Children's Mercy Park. And to talk about that and more with us right now is Sporting Kansas City legendary player Graham Zusi. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Doing well, Nate. How are you?
Doing fine. And obviously, I'm sure it's frustrating for you to sit and watch the game and not be able to play in it yourself. You heard Peter Vermees' comments there, I'm guessing, while you were on hold there. What did you make of the performance by Sporting over the weekend?
Yeah, I think I would agree with Pete's words. It was a tough and frustrating one to watch because we do go into a place away from home in Portland, and typically a really, really difficult venue to play at. And we certainly, I think, drove the game. And the guys did so well to get that first goal and to put us in a really good spot. And unfortunately, before half, we conceded those two. On what seems, I mean, in my memory, seems like some of their only couple chances of the game. So that part of it's a little frustrating, and you'd like to see us get something out of that game in which we seem to dominate. But that's just the way it goes sometimes. I think we can continue to take some positives out of that one with just the way that we're playing and how the rhythm of everyone is at the moment, but sometimes the ball it just doesn't roll your way, and that seems to be the kind of game that it went.
So the guy that scored the goal for Sporting KC is the guy that was playing in your spot with you being injured right now. Jalen Lindsay, we've talked to you about Jalen in the past, but still a young player that seems to continue to come into his own. He's got two goals on the season now on a couple of different road trips. I'm just curious what you've seen from him and maybe particularly this year, how much growth have you seen out of Jalen Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, we've spoke about Jay before, and I've always been extremely high on Jay. Still a crazy young player who's put in a lot of really good performances for the team. His experience level continues to grow every time he's on the pitch. The guy's just learning a ton from that experience of being able to be on the field, and he continues to get better and better. Really good defender, and obviously he's found his way up the pitch as well and scored some goals, which is awesome. So, Yeah, no, Jay just continues to get better as a player. Another guy who I think like Bustio just loves to learn from the game and continues to soak up every little ounce of knowledge that he can. And it certainly translates to the field as well. So I guess what we're seeing from Jay, it doesn't surprise us at all from inside the organization. It's great to see him continuing to grow.
So you brought up Bustio again, and I think that it's I'd love to have a little bit more of a conversation again about him with you, if you don't mind, because we've been talking about him all season long, and for our listeners that are not huge soccer fans, and maybe even some that are now becoming big Sporting Kansas City fans, I think this Gianluca Bustio story is one that I get a lot of feedback from, and I think that we can maybe help some people understand the nature of this sport, and maybe how it's a little bit different than some of the other American sports that we're used to. I think in American sports, Graham, a lot of times we're used to, hey, there's one major league. You know, there's one NFL, there's one Major League Baseball, and any league other than that is a league below that, and a quote-unquote minor league. So when we see players move on from one place to another, we think to ourselves, well, that's the big leagues, they're moving to the big leagues. Whereas in soccer, there's like all these different leagues all over the world. Players are coming and going for different reasons at different times in their careers. And there's all this talk right now about Gianluca Bustio. I heard Peter Vermes was on with Seren Petro last week, and he spent a lot of time talking about the future of Gianluca Bustio. And one of the things he said was, look, not all these guys are going to be Graham Zusi, who play their entire career pretty much for one team. And look, at points in your career, I'm sure the possibility came up, I think, right after the World Cup. You and I have talked about, you know, the possibility of you and Matt Beisler moving overseas to play for other teams and all that. I'm curious, as you look at it with Bustio, first of all, can you maybe help for our listeners put yourself in his shoes for our listeners, and maybe what's going through his mind and what's on the table for him right now at this point in his career?
Yeah, well, obviously he's created, and for good reason, there's a ton of interest around the world. He's an exceptional young talent, and people's ears tend to perk up in those scenarios. So, for good reason, he's you know, getting a lot of attention from many teams abroad. I'd say his and my situation are a little bit different. The fact that I wasn't old at that point after the World Cup, but you know, I was close to 30, and it made my decision a difficult one for sure. Bustio, I don't think Bustio's been too shy about expressing his interest to gaining experience at another level and entertaining those thoughts about heading to another league, which is completely fine. You know, and Peter and this organization has never been a club to hold someone back or to limit them from their dreams or their aspirations. Quite the opposite, actually. I think they take pride in seeing their players succeed at high levels. So I think that conversation is going to be continued. I think as Boost continues to have a really good year, the interest is just going to grow. And I think I'd be shocked if this summer window there weren't some serious offers and talks about him going somewhere. Selfishly, obviously, I'd like him to to stick around as long as possible because he's helping out the team so much at the moment. But I totally understand his desire to continue to strive for the highest level possible. So, I think in all of our talks this year, Busio has been the subject of a lot of them, and I'm just happy that all of our predictions and what we saw early on came true.
Yeah, and so one of the things I hear from people, I've had a couple people reach out and say, well, you know, it's kind of a bummer. You know, we're going to bring up all these homegrown players, and then they're just going to go play somewhere else. And I guess my reaction for one thing is, yeah, for some guys, you know, that's going to happen with some guys. Other guys might come up through the academy system and then play here for a really long time. And some guys might leave and come back. And I look at, you know, Roger did that, right? Like, he went over to England, came back to Kansas City. Now I know that's because he went on a free, and we don't get all those details. But I guess, you know, you're talking about Jalen Lindsey being out there. Felipe Hernandez was out there at, I think he's 22 years old, playing with you as a homegrown player. The path's going to be different for all these guys, right? Like, not every single player it's going to play out the same way, I guess, is my point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have so many parents and young players asking me advice about, you know, what should I do? What's the right path? And my answer is almost always the same, and it's different for every single person. Mine took 4 years of college and then a couple year of an adjustment period in the pros to really take off. Obviously, Boose is 18, 19 year old kid who's excelling at the moment. Jay, same thing, just a year or two older. Everyone's path is going to be very different. I can see the fan frustration about, okay, yeah, we're developing this great talent and then we're just letting it go. Well, that's not necessarily true either, is it? If they're not going on a free, then we're obviously profiting from their skill, and then we can bring in new great talent as well. So, it's got this revolving door aspect to it, but the fact that this club is developing so many really good young players speaks volumes for what we do here, and also speaks towards the mentality and the ability of these young guys.
We're visiting with Graham Zusi. Graham, you watching the Euros at all? Are you into this? It's all over ESPN this last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been watching quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
Who do you got? Fun. Who do you think's the best team?
Oof. That's a tough one right now. I think Belgium's got a very strong team. France is always an extremely dangerous team, but I feel like they haven't really hit their full stride yet. I'd like to see them step their game up a little bit more. Germany hasn't looked like the powerhouse that they typically have been. I'm trying to think of maybe a dark horse in there that I can throw out. But
Italy.
Okay. Italy has looked very, very good. I will say that. Maybe the strongest side out there yet. Just defensively, they're unbelievably sound. And it looks like they're having fun in the attack as well. They just seem like they don't concede goals or opportunities at all. It's pretty wild. But and if you're doing that, then it's difficult to lose. I would put Italy right now at the front for favorites. But there's several teams who can certainly do it as well.
Do you guys have like a player pool or anything like that around the team, you know, or a bracket contest or anything?
There were talks of it. I don't know if it actually came to fruition. I don't know.
So if there is, you're not in it.
I'm not in it, at least.
All right.
So, yeah, just enjoying watching.
Okay. All right. We're visiting with Graham Zusi. Graham, we got some news as well. We already mentioned Busio, but Gianluca Busio and 35-year-old Tim Melia put on the provisional roster for the U.S. national team. So it's funny, like 19-year-old Busio, 35-year-old Melia. Different stages in their careers. A lot of us around Kansas City have wondered why Tim Melia never seems to get a look on the national team. My son asked me that all the time, and the only answer I could ever come up with for him was, look, he's over 30, and because of where the United States is in terms of their, you know, trying to build this young team for the future, maybe that he's just not in the plans for Greg Berhalter because they're looking at all young guys. So I was very pleasantly surprised to see him at least on the provisional roster. What did you make of it? I mean, what are your thoughts on Timmy at least having a shot to make that Gold Cup roster right now?
No, I loved it. I like you, I think it's a long overdue shout for Timmy. We all know what Timmy means to this team and how just incredibly good he is as a goalkeeper. And it seems like he's just been subbed year in and year out in terms of MLS accolades, in terms of national team. I mean, he's somehow undervalued in what he does for us. So, I was super pumped for Timmy. I hope that he gets the opportunity to be in that environment. It's a fun one for sure. And Boos as well. I think we spoke maybe last week or about Busio's call-ins or lack thereof. This is certainly a step in the right direction for him. Hopefully he gets on that final roster as well to represent the U.S.
And that'll be coming up here in a couple of weeks. I think they have to name the final roster in early July and then three games here at Children's Mercy Park for the national team. Hopefully we'll get a chance to watch Busio and Tim Melia playing for the national team in that situation. All right, Graham, you guys have a busy week, as I mentioned at the beginning of this. You take on Colorado on Wednesday, then you turn around and take LA FC on Saturday night. And maybe can you put into perspective for our listeners what kind of a challenge it is when you have a midweek game like this? I mean, how difficult is it for the team?
Yeah, quick turnarounds are difficult really because of the physical aspect of it. You play the game and then you're trying to recover as quick as possible. The next couple of days are not a whole lot of training, just trying to get the body back for that next game. And then on top of that, it's two really big games for us in terms of Western Conference standings. Colorado's a team that's flying high at the moment, winning a lot of games, and they've put together a really solid roster. So they're a very dangerous team right now who's playing with a lot of confidence. And then LAFC, obviously, probably not in the spot that they'd like to be at the moment in this year, but you can't deny the firepower that they have and a team that if you take your focus off for just a second, they can certainly punish you. So two really big games for us. Luckily, we're in front of our own fans at Children's Mercy Park, so that'll be a nice little added bonus for us. But we need to continue to play how we've been playing, and hopefully we can finish off some of those chances as well and get the wins.
Does it make a big difference from a physical standpoint, just the fact that you don't have to travel this week?
Yeah, that certainly helps. Absolutely. Not having to hop on a plane and go cross country, that certainly helps.
Final thing for you, Graham. Yesterday being Father's Day, can you tell us a good story about your dad? Something maybe that your dad did for you as a young man, young soccer player, that you're still grateful for to this day?
Well, as I think we've spoken on before, my dad was my soccer coach up until I was somewhere between 8 and 10 years old. And you know, when he put us into soccer, the kids, he had never played the game before. but he took on the role of coaching our teams, you know, getting us to and from practice, learning the game as he went as well. So, but it was very much just the joy of playing sport, and he certainly got that point across from an early age on. So that's definitely stuck with me throughout my years.
Well, that's good stuff, Graham. Hey, we really appreciate it. Hopefully you start feeling better. Big week coming up for Sporting KC. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Nate. Have a good one, man.
All right, that is Graham Zusi and Sporting Kansas City right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB on Wednesday night against Colorado Rapids, then on Saturday night against LAFC, and you can get your tickets at sportingkc.com, ticketsforless.com, wherever else you want to get your tickets. We will take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.